The problem is, so you're creating a man-made body of water, a man-made ditch, if you will, and they have to follow relatively close to a river. Well, you can't find a river that has all of its creeks on one side. So there's going to be creeks coming in. And anytime you have a creek or a run or a brook running in from the side, oftentimes that creek or brook or run may be lower than the canal, or it may be flood prone. So sometimes what they had to do is they actually had to build a bridge for the canal over a body of water. And that's what an aqueduct is. You know, if you think about the classic Roman aqueducts, they're bringing water in from high up in the mountains into, say, the city of Rome. They're carrying water on these high elevated bridges. Well, this is the same thing. We're carrying water over a lower body of water. Because if we let those intermingle, we're not going to get our water level back up to that 4-foot high level that we need, that's predictable and managed.